Thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me.
No problem. It's been a long time coming, this. You and I were trying to have a bit of a chat going back a little while ago. But, look, this COVID business is making everyone sort of think on their feet. How have the past few days been for you and the team?
Yeah, I do remember getting in contact with you a while ago, but things happened pretty quick. Look, the last couple of days, well, this week has been a bit of a whirlwind, to be honest. We had a phone call scheduled, I think, Tuesday morning, and then we sort of woke up and brought that forward. So it was like a group chat where we got told that we'll pack your bags, we're flying to Melbourne in early afternoon, and you're probably there for 2 weeks, and that was sort of it. And yeah, now sort of here we are. We got stuck on the tarmac and took us a few hours to get on the plane. Arrived in Melbourne late Tuesday night, had to get a COVID test and get a negative test before we were able to leave our hotel room, and then stuck into training the next day, and then a couple of days of meetings and whatnot. But it's been a busy few days.
Yeah, and it's been different. I mean, it's not every year that this has happened. I know we've had COVID last year in 2020, and it was probably a lot worse with hubs and all those sorts of things. But I guess it's something that the playing group and all the club have got to look at and say, hey, we feel pretty privileged that we're still able to play footy during this time. And I guess you'll do whatever you have to just so that you can make the games happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, coming into this season, I don't think we were under any illusion that it was going to be a smooth, straightforward, everything go our way. We knew there was a possibility of hubs or just that things were going to get thrown at us. And, we'd need to be sort of nimble and just do whatever it takes, really. You're right, we are still very privileged to be able to play each week, and we get looked after very well. We don't have to look too far to see people stuck in lockdown and people struggling and small businesses struggling. So, look, we are privileged to be able to still play, and I do feel like it's good that we can continue to play and put something on for the community and that, I guess, all our Freo fans back home in WA in lockdown, they've got something to look forward to, and hopefully we'll just get a win. But yeah, it's such a sort of unique time that we're in, and it's teams that can sort of thrive on the uncertainty and still be able to deliver on game day and still be able to prepare really well, really hold themselves in good stead.
Do you feel looked after through this whole thing? How have the footy clubs been? I mean, if footy clubs generally wrap themselves around the players, etc., and you feel like as if you guys, I mean, you it's one thing to say you're in a privileged position, but also it's pretty tough for you to be doing all this on the run. We can't lose sight of that. Do you feel like the footy club sort of wrapped his arm around you and said, okay, we need to look after you guys too?
Yeah, definitely. Like, it's hard from an AFL point of view. They're looking at just getting all the games done and not interrupting the season, and it's okay, you can't play in Perth, so get over here and just, we need you to do this. And from our point of view, being in Perth, we've had to deal with a few sort of situations, but look, we can't do anything about it. We have to do what's necessary to get the games done. As a club point of view, look, we're all in together. I think people lose sight of the fact that it's not just the players that are getting sent off over into these situations. We've got coaches, different medical staff, other staff that have to leave their families and do the same thing. So it's, look, I think as not just a playing group, as a collective club, we have to try and wrap our arms around each other and make sure we get through as best we can and support people as best we can. There's some guys and, well, some players and staff that can't leave home due to different things and family going on, like Nathan Wilson. His partner's had a baby daughter last week, so it's been really tough for him to be able to move over here with the uncertainty. So there's lots of those little stories that come up, which do make it challenging for individuals.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And you, more than most, would be pleased to be at least having the opportunity to play football, because you've missed so much footy. You've slotted back into the side, Alex, with I guess, like, hand in glove. How are you feeling at the moment? Because it's been a bit of a tough period of time for you.
Yeah, it certainly has. I think that's been my main feeling throughout this time, and having to pack up and move whatever and whatever comes up is the fact that I'm actually playing footy each week. I'm very grateful after all the games I've missed. So I am very fortunate. It's nice just getting back into that routine of playing games and training and playing again, and focusing, rather than focusing on my body and what's going on, I'm focusing on the opposition coming up and how we can improve as a team. It's really nice to be back in that mould. And yeah, I do feel like I've been able to slot in reasonably nicely. Like, it's been a lot of quite sort of intense training and rehab that lead up to this, which prepare me for this situation. So I think that's all worked pretty well. I've done it a few times before, so I sort of know what I need to do.
Yeah,
you know, get myself back.
Bit of a dab hand at all of that. The rehab room, you're almost a life member in there, I guess.
Unfortunately.
That's an unfortunate thing. But look, the team's just percentage outside the eight, and Justin Longmuir has done a terrific job from what we can see from the outside looking in to really galvanise the footy club. I know Ross Lyon was obviously had his style and the team were galvanised under him, but he's done a pretty good job. But Justin Longmuir, what are your thoughts on him?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's sort of evident to see the improvements we've made over these last couple of years. A big, I guess, emphasis on giving young guys games and trying to fasten their development as quick as we can. And I think you're seeing that this year. Like, our young midfield is really standing up. Haven't had missing the skipper, Fifey, for the last few weeks. And I've got Brayshaw, Sarong and Chera. They're really taking another step. And, I think we're in a pretty good spot. There's a few guys sort of pushing for sort of selection, and we're still missing a few, but it's always nice when you've got some good players missing out. I think Fife will be back this week, so that'll be handy for us. But yeah, look, we're in a pretty good spot where we can continue to improve, and hopefully a few wins can continue.
Yeah, and you've got Carlton and then you've got Hawthorn, so they're realistic chance of getting victories there. Like, the Hawks form's been pretty reasonable of late, and Carlton have been okay. So it's, I suppose, your fate is in your own hands to a point. You've got to win these games that are so important. It's to drop a game. I guess you can drop one, but I guess the focus is just to get as many wins in under the belt as you can.
Yeah, I think what helps us stay really focused on the short term is just all this going on around us, all these distractions, which can really take you off task. And it is, like, it takes a lot of effort to prepare for a game of football to make sure our game plan is up to scratch and to know we're adapting in the right ways for each opposition, and then to get yourself mentally prepared to go to battle for 120 minutes. So I think all of these sort of distractions, that's really sort of narrowing our focus on this week and making sure that we're doing everything we can to put all that behind us and have no excuses going into this game on Saturday night. So look, it's good. It's, like you said, again, people always will look forward and see what's to come, but I think we take a lot of confidence from our last couple of weeks. Although Collingwood have struggled a little bit this season, their last few weeks their form has been really strong. So to be able to get a win away from home against them gives us a lot of confidence. So we're going to need to win away from home if we want to get to where we want to get to. So it gives us another good chance these next couple of weeks, really.
Would have been nice to play a game at home. It was mooted that perhaps you could be coming to UTAS Stadium to play a game over here and then stay and play another one straight after it. But good old Peter Gutwin slammed the border on you, and that just put the kibosh on that. So it would have been nice to get home and play a game. I know you've played a few games over here in Tassie.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've played. I'm a bit disappointed with Gutwin there. I was getting a little bit excited. I was just about the only one after after our big trip over to Melbourne and all that happened. I think guys were pretty happy to stay put, but I was probably the only one in the Team Tassie corner trying to get us over there for as long as possible. So we'll see. Hopefully, I'm not sure, hopefully we can get there next week. But if not, you know, it's disappointing. But just personally, I would love to play at home, and lots of mates and sort of family were excited and messaged me and telling me to get all these tickets. I was already onto their sort of footy manager saying, just give me 100 and I'll get them sorted.
But, do that easy. More that you'd have more than 100 people that would love to come watch you play. Just talking about how you've slotted into that role down back, is halfback now going to be the area that that is for you? Are you resigned or, you know, I mean, happy to be playing, but is halfback going to be it for you, do you think, for the rest of your career?
Look, we'll see. I guess that's where I played a majority of my football at AFL level, and that's where I've sort of trained, and I think that's where I'm sort of needed, and that spot is for me at the moment, to just come in and take the biggest, most dangerous forward each week, which is it's certainly a challenge each week, but it's something I really enjoy. Yeah, I've always, in my sort of football career, I've always played everywhere and fancied my ability to play in different spots. So look, I always throw a cheeky one to Justin every now and then, so that I can still kick a few up forward if needed, but we'll just get through this season first. And but look, yeah, I never like to say things that are certain and keep my options open. You never know. Whatever's needed, really.
And I've got a question for you. You are hypothetical. So you're back in Tasmania. You're sitting on the northwest coast. You're in a cafe having a coffee. It's Saturday morning. You've got a free day ahead of you. Ulverston play at Ulverston and Devonport play at Devonport. Where's A. Pearce going to go first if he's going to watch the game of footy?
He's going to Ulverston.
Doesn't take long.
Right about that one. Although I played a year at Devonport and they were really good to me, I loved them one time there. I'm an Ulverston man through and through. Grew up at the Ulverston Footy Club, and I always make my way back whenever I get a chance. A lot of good mates still there, and my old man is the president there at the moment. So yeah, it holds a very special place in my heart. The Ulverston Footy Club.
Yeah, not going too well at the moment. They've got a new coach there in Stephen French, and just trying to get on the rebuild. But I guess that's the thing about Ulverston, Alex, isn't it? When you look back, so much there's so many terrific juniors at the club at the moment, and that's what it would have been like when you came through. The junior development of Ulverston must take a bow because they've been so good for so long, haven't they?
Yeah, I had to play in some really good teams growing up. My dad coached a couple of under-19 premierships there for a while as well. I got done in the grand final when I played under him. But yeah, you're right. Like, we've always, obviously the biggest town on the coast, but we've always done really well. It's just been such a great place to spend time. Yeah, I've loved every minute there and had to really prime me away to get me to Devonport for that year. But even still, like, I always sort of check in. The Oz kick numbers are always great, and the juniors always seem to go pretty well. So look, it's a great place to grow up and play footy. And hopefully, I mean, yeah, you're right. There's had a lot of young guys playing this year, getting some games into them. And I know Frenchie's very well liked around the club. He was an assistant at Devonport when I was there. He's a really good man. So, yeah, look, sometimes you have to have these years where you have to build and get some games into some young guys, and then it can all turn around very quickly.
Speaking of getting some games into someone, I hope you have a solid run, Alex, with the Dockers. A big game against Carlton, and then potentially, hopefully, some finals for you. That would be just the cherry on top for an actual situation where you haven't had the best of luck. Thanks very much for joining us, and all the very best.
Thanks a lot, Mick. Thanks for having me.